877.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
72,000 stimulus payments went to dead people. Had they been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, they wouldn't be dead. That's why you're here every week. Thank you for being a part of this. We are rocking the health world. We've got more news coming up on a federal law. A federal judge, in fact, upholds constitutionality of health care law. It is not health care. It is Obamacare. It's Obamascare. Just in time for Halloween, we'll tell you why the federal government is unlikely to ever rule against it and what you can do about it. This week's special live remote edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show from Orlando, Florida at the 10th Amendment Center's Nullify Now event. And we are rocking the health world. I've got a series of guests in so-called studio, but live remote broadcast from the conference here. Those of you who aren't aware of it, you can go to robertscottbell.com and check it out where we are, the links and all the things we'll talk about. We are going to have Thomas Woods back on the program in his book, Nullification. We'll talk more about what it means to nullify, why a matter of life and death of the Republic and the people. Also, we have scheduled Gary Johnson, former New Mexico, Governor Gary Johnson. Those of you know, he's very much an advocate of legalization or decriminalization of marijuana. I have never been an advocate of marijuana. I've used it, but the point is, it's a lot less dangerous than FDA-approved drugs. I can promise you that. And so freedom is on tap here, as we do every week. So Gary Johnson is on board in just a couple of minutes. A dear friend, those long, long-time listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show will remember my dear friend, Dr. Mark Chait. He's a pediatric surgeon in the Orlando area. And we went to school together years ago at Emory, and it's great to see him. He's dropped by the 10th Amendment Center's Nullify Now event. And we're going to talk about, physicians' perspective on Obamacare, how it's impacting the profession, the freedom to do what he does, if at all. And, again, getting some word out there, because there have been some attacks on some of the candidates. I remember seeing an attack on Dr. Rand Paul. And Mark, have you heard of Ron Paul's son? He's a physician.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's an eye surgeon, right?
Correct.
And so they were attacking him because he's a member of the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS.
Correct.
And we've talked about them. It's like, I wondered about that group because they were actually writing about dangers of vaccinations and things that I never saw a traditional allopathic medical community group write about. When I talked to the head of the AAPS, I asked him, how is it that you guys can write about stuff like that? You know what he told me? He says, well, we don't take any pharmaceutical drug money.
Right.
And imagine the freedom when you don't take that kind of money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're all self-funded. And, you know, when they can, the opinions of that group versus the AMA are certainly somewhat at odds with each other. But they have a very different history.
Yeah, indeed. You know, with an intent, and those of you that know this Robert Scott Bell Show, I want to welcome also those of you from the Savage Nation audience. We do occasional updates on Michael Savage's show, and we may even do a follow-up on the Nullify Now event where we are today. This idea of historically freedom. Freedom was a basis, the basic part of America. It wasn't something you had to actually talk about. Let's restore freedom. It's like, it was all about freedom.
Right.
And, of course, there were certain trade associations, and not only the medical, but many, that wanted special status, monopoly status, wanted to say we could be exclusive, the only one. Of course, it would be great for business, not great for innovation. I don't know. Dr. Chait here, my dear friend, in the medical profession for many years, also a pro-freedom advocate, thankfully,
right.
Yes.
Right.
The idea of innovation coming out of monopoly is also absurd.
It is, because it kind of locks you down. The economy of that model doesn't work. I mean, I think physicians as a group have done a very poor job of banding together and discussing, what is best for the profession. And, you know, considering they go into the profession to help people, you think they might have an opinion as a group that might actually be interesting.
Exactly. Well, and we think about, you know, the profitability of any industry. You know, someone like a Dr. Rand Paul, he's running for Senate in Kentucky. He's in one of the rare areas of medicine that actually faces competition, like in LASIK eye surgery, laser
right.
surgeries and such, where you've seen actually prices come down, innovation happening,
yes.
and a treatment that's elective becoming very accessible to, you know, even people that are not very well off can
right.
afford it.
Right, right. And, you know, they have financing plans and a lot of things that can really go out to the grassroots folks that need help.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, there's a basis for freedom not being dangerous. And I think that's the one thing I see with, among many things, of Obamacare. Not only does it threaten those that want to go holistic, but even physicians are tied up even more closely and scrutinized
right.
to do only what the government tells you to do.
Well, I think it's pretty easy to generate fear here because everyone deals with health care. Everyone is a client of that group. And so if somebody comes out and says, well, listen, if we don't control this, if we don't look out for you, something bad's going to happen. And, you know, if I said, same thing for federal aviation, okay, if I told you if the government's no longer going to look into airline safety, well, I could choose not to fly. I can't choose not to be a patient.
Yeah.
So it really affects everybody.
Yeah, and the idea that, let's say, here, I want to broaden it out because, again, it's not just an attack on natural medicine. We know that that has been happening in America for the last 100 years. And it was interesting when I referenced an email went out from Obama to all of his millions, tens of millions, I don't know, followers about the success of Obamacare. He was patting himself on the back saying, we have worked hard and, you know, it's been 100 years in the making. He actually said that, 100 years
right.
in the making. I'm thinking, 100 years? We only heard about Obamacare, you know, Hillary Care, that kind of
sure,
thing.
Sure, sure.
100 years. Then you look back and you say, okay, it's 2010. Let's go back to 1910. What happened in 1910? And it's like suddenly the history light books lit up. Abraham Flexner, the Flexner Report, the Rockefeller Carnegie Foundation put this preordained report out to wipe out homeopathic medicine, eclectic medicine, eliminate competition to the petrochemical medicines that were just being developed in the early 20th century.
Right, right.
And he referenced 100 years to the year.
You're giving him a lot of credit. Do you think he really meant that?
You know, I don't think he knew a thing
okay,
about it.
Okay.
But what I thought was interesting is somebody did
right,
behind
okay.
it that
somebody
wrote
did.
That email.
I got you.
No,
yeah. Makes sense.
And, you know, that's the long view of destroying freedom. It isn't just that they look and say, oh, 1 year we can take away freedom.
Right.
But it takes generations to kind of educate or indoctrinate through government schools and such to believe that our power sources from government, that
right.
we don't have rights from God. They come from government, and we have to ask permission to heal.
Right. Now, it was a tough process for all of us to watch. I think even people who initially supported what was coming out of the White House and just watching that process and hearing how much opposition was there, but seeing everything go forward as if there was no opposition at all.
Yeah, no matter what was happening. And, of course, this has given birth to this so-called Tea Party movement.
Right.
And, you know, I think, would you agree that Republicans and Democrats are a bit nervous, traditional
oh, they are.
In each
Absolutely.
Side?
Well, I mean, with what has happened in some of these preliminaries in the last few months, I think everybody, it's certainly got their attention on both sides.
Yeah, and, of course, you can call in today. I'm going to be wide open on the phones if you want to talk to Tom Woods later or Gary Johnson, former governor of Mexico, Dr. Mark Chait, my guest right now, a pediatric surgeon in the Orlando area. The message of freedom, the message of nullification, what is it? I'm going to talk more about it today on the air. I want to give you a phone number to call in if you'd like to be part of the show. It's 800-259. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And I must also say a special thank you, because we're going to cover a topic of ADHD with my dear friend Scott Kennedy, who is a real advocate of health freedom and whole food, non-synthetic nutrition and nutrients. And if it weren't for Scott Kennedy and pharmacy with an F and an S, like Farming the Sea, Super Sea Veg, we wouldn't be able to be here on this live remote broadcast. And so I want to say a special thanks to Super Sea Veg. Those of you that have not gotten your 12 species of seaweed as your multivitamin, multimineral, you're missing out on the basis of food and the generations that live, well, let's say the cultures that live longer than us here in America have high consumption of seaweed. So get on the Super Sea Veg, superseaveg.com. When you check out, if you haven't done so already, if you're buying a second time, RSB is the code to get free shipping as well. And we're going to be hearing from him as well. Listen, there's an interesting clip here. I'm going to have Don. It's going to be clip 12 in just a moment that I want to hit in this first segment because it says a lot about the absurdity, the insanity, I don't know if we call it schizophrenia. I picked on John Ding Ding Dingle over the years, and he has deserved every bit of it.
Right.
You know about Dingle?
Sure.
Oh, he's never met a dietary supplement that he likes or a drug that he doesn't. And Dingle has this to say about Obamacare. Run clip 12.
The harsh fact of the matter is when you're going to pass legislation that will cover 300 American people in different ways, it takes a long time to do the necessary administrative steps that have to be taken to put the legislation together to control the people.
Fantastic.
Did he say control the people?
All 300 of them.
Oh, now, okay. We joked about this. We said, okay, Obamacare, 300 people. Okay, knock yourself out.
That can happen.
As long as we get to pick the 300.
Exactly.
And I'm going to make it.
Volunteers only.
Congress.
Oh,
the Senate.
There
it's all of them. Nobody else. They have to deal with it. And then he says to control the people. This is the mindset up there.
Well, it is. It's control. And, you know, it's almost in a parenting fashion. If you sit down, and you have spoken to a lot of these guys, I mean, they, you know, it's not evildoers. I mean, they want to control because they know what's right.
The elitist.
And the public, we don't know.
Right. Yeah, it's the ignorant public, the elitist. And the thing is, they don't know about taking care of anybody's health.
No.
I mean, you went to med school, you've been in practice a long time, and you're still learning about things. I mean,
exactly. No, it is. I think that was probably, you know, speaking about the medical angle on this is, I mean, that's what was hard. Looking at Congress making rules about things that they're actually not trained to make rules about, or ruling on them. I guess they weren't really making any rules at all, but they were looking over this huge report, which no one's really been able to get through yet,
right?
And decide, yeah, this is a good idea. Could it be anything but politics?
Or the constitutionality of controlling healthcare. Is there a basis for it? And if not, what can we do even if the courts decide that, oh, it's okay? We're going to talk nullification next when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Check me out at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, and we'll be right back with more powerful healing from Nullify Now. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, live, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Happening where? Nullify Now. The 10th Amendment Center is hosting a tremendous event all day. If you're in the Orlando area, listen in. Come on down and go to nullifynow.com or link through at robertscottbell.com. You'll see this event. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center has been sensational in putting this on around the country. We hope to do it some more. I lectured earlier today. They'll make them available on video eventually. We'll talk about that. But also, you know, want to acknowledge some of the great companies that have made this possible, including Super Sea Veg. Those of you who don't do internet so well, it's 866, toll-free, 866-732-8344, 866-732-8344. And that's for Super Sea Veg. Get your, you know, the vitamin and mineral supplement. That is from God. I'm just telling you, like it is here. Nature's way to go. Also, Sovereign Silver made a big impact for us being here today at Nullify Now. And what a concept. Health sovereignty, Dr. Mark Chait, my dear friend.
Very good.
Yeah, what is this concept? You know, in medical circles, silvadine, silver sulfadiazine, right. Silver nitrate, these things have been used in regular medicine.
Absolutely.
And you have found the use of an over-the-counter homeopathic right. silver topical has done well in your among your patient group.
Well, for wound care, as you said, silvadine, it's a great product. It's been used for many, many years for wound care, especially for burn wounds. And for generalized wound cares, we're seeing more and more MRSA infections. And started suggesting to my patients that this might be something they'd want to look into. Initially, they'd go out to the store and they'd purchase it, and the reports back that I got were fantastic. I mean, people were really, really sold on this product and completely happy with it.
Yeah, and this Natural Immunogenics manufactures a silver hydrosol, and they also do the homeopathic silver first aid. In the health food stores, it's called Sovereign Silver. The doctors, like you, right. would use Argentin 23.
Right.
And any interest among the medical community in starting to reach out and do these things as time goes on?
It is, and I think it's with anything else. The folks that are looking for more a naturopathic way to treat things or that are so frustrated with the intense resistance we're seeing to bacteria, they're looking for new answers. It's not everywhere yet, as you can imagine, because we're certainly trained to look for research papers and more research papers and papers about research papers just to
yeah.
And about that time maybe somebody will get it all figured
well,
out.
Well, you know, it's funny, over the years I've had the luxury of being able to spend time combing the research journals and articles, and there's almost nothing that's been studied more in the last 110 years than silver, believe it or not, and more in the last 10 years than ever, because technology is allowing the release of a form of silver they never had before.
Exactly. Well, I think it's going to be availability too. I mean, you kind of get a little bit scared about thinking, well, when people figure this out, am I going to be able to get it?
Well, yeah, and of course the threat it poses to what we call the pharmaceutical
right.
industrial complex. They don't like anything edging in on their territory.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's got to be an interesting time. It always has been as a physician. But again, with the threat of Obamacare and others, what are your patients saying? Are they talking about it? Are they worried? What are they saying?
You know, it's the patients live day to day. I mean, they either have insurance coverage. What they saw was a big change in some of the employers on looking forward as to, you know, what kind of coverage are you going to have? I mean, I think the initial negative effect was a scare effect because, you know, I'm an employer, and
yeah.
I'm trying to read between the lines of what this is going to mean to me as a small business owner,
right,
as well as a physician, and thinking, well, gee, you know, I think some of the stuff in there, fantastic. You know, healthcare insurance company shouldn't be able to drop you in the middle of your treatment.
I mean, that seems reasonable. You got a contract, right? Violates the contract,
right.
wouldn't it?
Right. We don't need 1,000 pages to say that. But it's the other issues of, now, if you're gonna say that a small business owner has to have coverage, well, what is that really going to mean? Because a small business owner has a certain dollar amount that they can spend. It means they're going to probably purchase higher deductible plans,
less full coverage plans. And I think that's what a lot of my patients were worried about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, what about the concept of keeping your money to be able to spend it on health care if you need it non-taxed, for instance? What a radical concept that would be.
Exactly.
That's what these medical savings accounts were. But, you know, the problem I have with it is that it still is a nanny-state paternalism because they can tell you how to use it. You can't get anything holistic.
No, that's absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, there's certainly rules and regs on where that money's spent. And now, you know, if you go outside of that, now you're dealing with the IRS.
Yeah, exactly. And they want to hire 1,000, 1 million more agents to cover Obamacare, right?
Exactly.
You want to buy silver and gold? 1099. Unbelievable right. What's going on. So what is nullification? We're going to have Tom Woods, the author of Nullification, coming up later. And I talked, you know, Mark, about this concept. You know our history together, my history, how I had to use homeopathic medicine, mm-hmm. natural medicines. I went organic, and I changed a lot of the, you know, all the allergies and things I used to have. I couldn't ask permission of the government. They wouldn't have given me permission. It was like I nullified. I just said, okay, I'm going to go a different way.
Right, right. And you did it on your own.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a lot of work, and it takes a degree of you know, fortitude and intelligence that, you know, it's tough. You'd like there to be more guidance.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if there were experts that we could just rely upon. But as you know, even within the medical field, you know, you're trained about certain things and not others. So you wouldn't go to, you know, a buddy of yours that you went to med school with about homeopathy or,
right.
you know, certain nutrition. But, you know, the freedom to choose these things, I think, you know, that's a fundamental American ideal, and it's been lost somewhere.
It has. And I think the economics of just the way the whole thing is set up, I mean, a physician in a successful practice really relies upon insurance. And, you know, if you're in a practice where you're not, let's say in the industry, in dentistry, there's some insurance, but most dentists take cash-only kind of thing,
right.
which is fantastic. And if you'll look around, there are a lot more dentists that are looking into homeopathic remedies
That's right.
than there are physicians. And so they get it.
They have more freedom to make the expense and better business decisions, which
right.
would bring costs down.
Well, if I have, let's say I have the silver product in our office, okay,
yeah.
or I have Bactroban, okay, or some other prescription medication,
right.
I can guarantee you that if I explain that, well, I can write you a prescription for this versus you can pay out of pocket,
yeah.
it's a prescription that's going to get written.
Right.
You know? I mean, really, the patients are like, well, they really feel like, well, if this was better, I'd already know.
Yeah.
The government would have told me.
Yeah, so they really have a faulty perception still of government
as
nanny.
Of
yeah.
course.
Well, we really got to break the cycle of that. And I think, you know, I talked about being a living example in that we're encouraging people to become more independent, question, become experts in areas that they used to rely upon experts. Because certainly, as we said, the government experts, the oxymoron of all times.
Right, right. And I do see that in my patients. I think with the Internet and the ability to do the research on their own, the inpatients are much more informed when they come in to talk about, as you said, I'm a surgeon, so most of the things are procedural. They have really better questions over the, you know, I've been in practice now. When did I graduate medical school? 89, I guess.
You're such an old man.
I know, old man. 1989. And so over the years, you see more and more education of the individuals
right.
thinking more about their own health care. Now, there are certainly a lot of folks that just walk in and say, Fix me,
yeah,
you
I know. That frustrates me. I know that there are always going to be people like that. They come to me for homeopathic health. I say, no, I am not fixing you. You're fixing yourself. I'll
right.
show you how.
Right.
And like, but those people are motivated. They've been frustrated. And they
right.
say, you know, I've been down the dead end road. And, you know, there's the funny thing. Why can't we all just get along? It's like, here you are, a doctor. You don't have a problem with people doing natural things and working with
right.
doctors that do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
You know,
no.
it isn't you. It's these associations that are protecting an industry and monopoly. That's
Absolutely.
What's... You know.
Yeah, it's frustration. There's no, and I think the public also wants, they watch television and there is a pill to cure every problem.
Yeah.
And so they come in and it is kind of funny. I get that too because, again, I do procedures. I don't, you know, prescribe
right, right.
pills.
Yep.
There's no pill for that hernia.
Dr. Mark Jade, if anybody needs help with their children surgically, we hope you don't, but if you do, he's the guy to see in Orlando.
Thanks, Scott.
Dear friend, always glad to have you on board. We're here at the Nullify Now event in Orlando, robertscottbell.com. And we got some surprising guests. Oh, Scott Kennedy's coming in with Super Sievage. Thanks to him, we are here live and in action. Coming right back on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Stay with me.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, thanks for helping me rock the health world every week on GTNLive.com. Those of you listening through TalkStreamLive.com, we are welcome as well. There are no nosebleed seats here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we also are coming at you live at NullifyNow.com. You can check it out there. I've got links at RobertScottBell.com, so definitely go there and sign up for my email alert so you always know what's going on, what's happening in the realm of healing, healing in on a political level, an economic level, emotional, physiological, even spiritual stuff. We'll cover it all because healing is everything. As you know, we're talking about healing the country if it's possible at all. That's what nullification is. Literally, that the 10th Amendment to the Constitution basically acknowledged that as a stopgap measure, the states could just say, no, you violated the Constitution. You know, and think about it in terms of conflicts of interest. You wouldn't go to the federal government to say, please downsize yourself, would you?
Wouldn't work.
No, not realistic. But anyway, we want to restore health, and we've got a lot of kids coming up. There's a lot of young people here that are really understanding the concept of liberty, and they want it, but they need good nutrition. And I talked about that in my lecture, including the seaweed from Super Sea Veg. And my dear friend Scott Kennedy, thank you so much for helping make this possible, Scott.
Well, I'm glad to be a sponsor of anything you're doing, Robert, because you're speaking the truth out there. You don't hold back, and you care about your children, my children, and all your listeners' children, and they're definitely at risk as much or more than we are as adults.
Yeah, exactly. And I said this. I said, you know, it's one thing to know about liberty and sovereignty and these things. It's another thing to be healthy enough to act on it, so not be enslaved or indebted or dependent upon sources that would like to keep you down, so to speak. And nutrition starts it all for me.
Well, that's true. You know, I've always said that the more you know about nutrition, the better organic nutrition or the best plant on the earth seaweed looks. And the less you know, the better drugs look and these vitamins that are synthetic. So the, you know, knowledge is power, and that's the power to heal yourself or to allow your body to heal itself.
Yeah, this is something that, again, is coming back into the culture again. If we go back in time where mom and grandma used to pass down these things that were known, you know, that actually they knew of remedies. They called them folk remedies. Now they're not scientific. And now we found out that, you know, so much of what is science is not science, but scientism, the worship of science. And it's more like a religion than science. And you're going back to basically say, hey, all the nutrients are there that we need in seaweed.
Yeah, well, Jewish penicillin was just chicken soup. And it had nutrients, and then herbs, and women, midwives birthed the babies. When you say scientific, you know, it's really pharmaceutical science. They want pharmaceuticals to take the place of natural and organic compounds. So scientific or pharmaceutical vitamins are the mainstream vitamins, 95%. And then medicine is pharmaceutical. So science, pharmaceutical, it's the same thing when it comes to health. But at the same time, we know that these organic molecules are all we need. We do have to get them. If we're not going to take all those synthetics and be at the whim of the medical profession, then we have to take responsibility for our own health and the health of our children.
Yeah, and I'm talking to my dear friend is a physician, a pediatric surgeon also. You know, even physicians don't want to put themselves under the care of other physicians if they can help it.
Absolutely. No, we try to avoid each other.
So, I mean, there is that knowledge that if we can restore nutrients back into the body, that, you know, deficiency diseases are real. They're not just scurvy and beriberi, but we're talking about chronic diseases leading to cancer as such. And we know that the cultures that are eating lots of seaweed, living longer, living healthier.
Well, even the governmental bodies say, and they all agree, that degenerative disease originates in malnutrition. And that's why when the WHO does these starvation programs for the children, they give them iron, they give them iodine, they give them zinc, because they know that these diseases are originating in cellular malfunction. It really is pretty simple. Give the cell what it wants, and it's already got the DNA computer program, if you will, to heal itself. And that's what happens when you get this powerful nutrition in you, which is happens to be found in the ocean and fish and in seaweed. But we have to do it daily.
Yeah, well, of course, and trying to get it down to the basics, you know, in the vegetal state, it's very easy to assimilate and process it properly and really regenerate. Can you hang out for a few more minutes with me, Scott?
I'd love to.
All right, that's Scott Kennedy, founder of Pharmacy and Super Sea Veg, and a key sponsor here. Why we're here at NullifyNow.com in Orlando. Check out RobertScottBell.com. Don't forget to sign up for the email alerts, all free. And we got lots more healing to go after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes
like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, welcome back. And yeah, we are Godzilla-ing big government today. Nullify, nullifynow.com. Robert Scott Bell rocking the health world. Thank you for being a part of this. And thank you also to Sovereign Silver for helping us be here today. But most importantly, Super Sea Veg really kicked it in, and people are enjoying learning about the seaweed, the sea vegetation. As we say, land-based foods not as minerally present, you know, because the soils have been depleted. And when we talk about Scott Kennedy reversing things like ADHD, which I see as deficiencies, at least in part, getting the seaweed into the kids is good. You've got a new kind of, I don't know if it's a gummy bear kind of thing, but getting some interesting ways to get it into the kids.
Yes, Robert, we did. We just sent out 60 bottles. We know not for safety to test it, but for the taste. It's more like a sweet tart, or it's not a gummy bear
thing,
but it's more like a sweet tart. But it's just got these natural sweeteners, stevia and beetroot powder and xylitol,
nice.
Which is good for the teeth, and dentists like it. And then seaweed, our blend of sea plants. So it's really just a delivery system for the seaweed. We don't add anything else. And the children are suffering of these deficiencies you're talking about, not just the children after they're born, but the mothers during pregnancy. One of the main problems of ADHD is linked to nutrition during pregnancy, and most particularly hyper and hypothyroidism from the mother. So we know that a deficiency of iodine causes cognitive problems in children, and mothers and their prenatal vitamins should have more iodine. Well, it's not iodine, it's iodide that they add to those. And we're saying the Japanese people, Japanese kids, and their higher IQ and all their ability to focus and concentrate for long periods of time, hence the nutrition or the electronics industry, is all coming and being underpinned by their daily ingestion of seaweed containing iodine and much more. So this ADHD is also linked to iron supplementation for children, that there's iron deficiencies in the children that are higher risk for ADHD. At the same time, the medical people are saying, oh, ADHD is 70 to 80% genetic. And the remainder is environmental. I don't know where they're getting their studies, but these other studies I have in front of me name all the colorings, and the sodium benzoate that's in all of the soft drinks causes hyperactivity and causes problems, and then all the colorings. And then, so one more thing then, if it is genetic, well, it's genetic because since the Industrial Revolution, our DNA has been compromised and damaged just from the chemicals in the environment. We know DNA is sensitive to chemicals and man-made chemicals because we know that environmental chemicals cause cancer, 30% of the cancer. So that's DNA mutation is what cancer is. So when they go and say, oh, it's genetic, yeah, it's genetic because you've got your hands in our genes and the genes of our children, and then you do your studies and say, hey, there's something wrong with your genes, yeah. So we should go back to you to get healed. When this is the thing, I think it's a philosophical question. Do we turn to our tormentor to heal us? You know, that's the weird thing. We are.
Well, you're right. The science is there. I mean, more and more are recognizing the role of additives in these synthetics. And the kids especially, you know, body weight per body weight, the exposure is much more than in adults. And it's really hampering certain development and even neurological function, and certainly counteracting a lot of these free radicals, selenium being very important and very prevalent as well in the Super C Veg. And again, getting it into a form that the kids will eat is great. Thankfully, my kids are on it and doing wonderfully. You know, you're acknowledging something that, you know, even a lot of the doctors are acknowledging, although we have a complex of industry, if you will, that doesn't like to integrate these natural methods. And basically comes back to food. Let your medicine be your food. Can you go back any more thousands of years?
We can't talk to these pharmaceutically crazed MDs and say, hey, what's the best thing for my children? They're going to say, you know, synthetic chemicals and Ritalin. And so the weird thing is that in our diet are all the compounds that we need for health and brain chemistry. And if you look at the children's menus at these restaurants, I mean, my son's 10 now, but he was eating off the adult menu by the time he was 2 because the children's menu were terrible. And so are the children's vitamins. And so are the prenatal vitamins for the women. They're all synthetic, and they're causing preemies, and that's why we're 44th in the world in infant mortality. And so it's really kind of a mess. But even the vitamins themselves are causing allergies in children, and allergies are rising because of the GMO products. So really, it comes back to the same thing. Stay away from them. Stay away from their science unless you're very, very ill and you're under the care of a doctor. But like a tourniquet, it works temporarily, and then you take it off, and you go and get better. So the idea that we have to be on drugs and synthetics for all our life to be healthy is the biggest lie of, I think, in the history of mankind.
Yeah, and we're trying to establish and restore health sovereignty for the people so that they can live freely and not depend upon big government Obamacare, which we know is a disaster. Scott Kennedy, thank you for supporting us here. We couldn't be here without you today at NullifyNow.com. RobertScottBell.com. Check out Super C Veg. You can call them at 866-732-8344. Remember, for repeat orders, if you still want free shipping, thanks to Scott, hit the code RSB for Robert Scott Bell. You can do it. Rocking the health world with Jim Babka of Downsize DC coming up next.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Rocking the Hill World Live from Nullify Now, the 10th Amendment Center event. Check it out at robertscottbell.com if you haven't signed up for your email alerts there. It's very simple to do so. Again, thank you to Scott Kennedy and Super C-Veg for being a key sponsor, making this possible. Everybody here is digging it. And we got lots of good things. Thanks also to Sovereign Silver. And we'll have one more person to thank next hour. We're scheduled to have Tom Woods from his book Nullification and former Governor of New Mexico Gary Johnson joining us in a little while. But right now, I've got Jim Babka. He's on here from Downsize D.C. What are you doing downsizing D.C. here in Orlando, Florida?
Well, that's something on the mind of everybody here at the Nullification Conference. They're trying to find yet new tools and methods for trying to get the federal government under control. And so this is, you know, these people are my tribe as far as I'm concerned.
You're in good company.
That's
here,
exactly,
are you not?
Right.
Are you not? So the concept of nullification, very in line with what you're talking about through your organization, Downsize DC?
Yeah, well, we're encouraging people to actually go and lobby Congress, and we want to build a national movement to do that. But, you know, we came out in 2005 after we had defeated the Real ID Act twice. After defeating that Real ID Act, Congress came and snuck it into another bill completely unrelated. And we said at that time that, you know, every time this happens, people have allowed the status to pick the battles. We lose the battle, we go and they call us to fight the next one, and we go fight that one instead. What if we said, not this time, this time we want you to repeal this bill. This bill should have never passed in the first place. And it wasn't, even though we uttered that thought and we began to launch a campaign for repeal, it was state-level activists across the country in 25 different states that ultimately did not enable the Real ID Act, and three that outright told the federal government, there's no way you're ever going to put that in here. So it's state nullification that actually made the difference in that issue.
Yeah, exactly. And people say, well, what is this nullification? This strange. It's happening. It's happened in history. It's happening today. Not only that, we're seeing with the medical marijuana decriminalization, yep, in California and other states. They're just saying, sorry, feds, you've gone too far.
That's exactly right. And as they're doing that, they're able to begin demonstrating that freedom actually works, that we can have our rights, we can have our liberties. You know, the people that in these states that are smoking marijuana, there all of a sudden hasn't been real serious problems in the streets and an uptick of crime. It's been exactly the opposite. Peaceful people have begun using, engaging in their rights. And as we've seen this, sympathy has been built for the people who've been made victims of the federal government, who continue to try to impose their laws. Even in these states that have gone ahead and nullified. So I think, you know, the state standing up and beginning to say no is a very, very important step in opening a lot of people's eyes to really the lawlessness of our federal government.
Yeah, you mentioned that. That's really interesting. I've often said, you know, because people that argue for liberty, the people against them would say, oh, you want chaos, you want anarchy. I'm saying, Listen, guys, the federal government is already in anarchy. It follows no law and makes it up as it goes along. In fact, I think we have a very interesting audio clip here. Let me see if I can dig this out here. There's stuff that you won't believe about the Constitution. Where do they find this? Okay, this is actually clip one. Don, if you can run clip one for me, that'd be great.
What part of the Constitution do you think gives Congress the authority to mandate individuals to purchase health insurance?
Under several clauses, the Good and Welfare Clause and a couple others. All the scholars, constitutional scholars that I know, they all say that there's nothing unconstitutional in this bill. And if there were, I would have tried to correct it if I thought that there were.
That was Representative John Conyers, Democrat,
yes.
Michigan.
Yes, and he all the constitutional scholars he knows, and from what we understand, there are only three of them. Their names are Larry, Curley, and Moe.
And he calls it the Good and Welfare Clause.
Yeah, which doesn't exist. And what he, I think, is trying to refer to is the General Welfare Clause, but what he's done is he's turned it on its head. Now, that is not a specific welfare clause. That is a general welfare clause, meaning that nobody is entitled to any special privilege at the expense of another person via the federal government. It's not supposed to be used that way. That's what general welfare means, for the good of all people.
Jim, this is another interesting thing about Obamacare. They have begun, let's say, making special exceptions for McDonald's Corporation, large multinational corporations, to have to not they don't have to participate if they don't want to.
Isn't that proof that this isn't working already? Isn't that enough evidence? Aren't we beginning to see right now that there's already cracks in the facade? I mean, this monstrosity has been put upon us. I mean, we're just beginning to see it. It's going to take years for this thing to be implemented. And most of what we're sitting here doing right now is wondering, all this bill did was create a bunch of different bureaucracies, brand new bureaucracies, hundreds of them. But we're just waiting to see who's going to be in these bureaucracies, how these bureaucracies are going to be run, what's going to happen in terms of how they're managing, what policies are they going to impose upon us. So we have not come anywhere near. We are just beginning to scratch the surface right now with the things that are going to go wrong with this bill. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Well, you could see this collapsing in and of its own weight and lack of funding. I mean, there's just not money for it.
You know, one of the things that I'm actually really hot about is this mandate that you have to buy health insurance. And also this 1099 mandate, you know, that they're going to start. You know, I'm running a small nonprofit organization, and now if I buy $600 or more worth of stuff from Office Depot, or
you're going to 1099 Office Depot.
I got a 1099, right? Office Depot, and every business owner in the country is going to have to face this decision. You know, they keep pretending that they actually care about small business, and they put something like this in here because they believe, and this is why they did it, that it's going to squeeze $17 billion additional dollars out of business. They believe business is defrauding them by that much money. They basically are saying small business, which creates all the jobs, has been lying to us and hasn't paid their fair share. So the whole thing is offensive on its face. I can't believe it still hasn't been acted on. This Congress went home, run for re-election, knowing that this was something they needed to deal with, and they didn't bother to do it.
Yeah. Well, this is the concept of taking nullification down to the personal level. Because let's say the federal courts don't rule against it, which is likely to happen. They've already ruled for it in one case. And, what do you do? You're going to force me to participate in a system that is quite dangerous and often deadly?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than having the freedom to say, no, I don't, unless you're Amish or a few other sects that they actually said,
right.
Oh, you don't have to participate. Whatever happened to equal protection under the law? Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of religion.
Right.
You know, where is that in this? No, they run roughshod over liberty. And that's why I say the government itself is in anarchy at this point, not the people.
That's exactly right. You know, it's interesting because, as you know, I talked today about the Read the Bills Act, our proposal to make Congress read their bills. And as I explain this law to people, frequently people say, well, Congress will never follow that law. They won't obey it. I mean, people know implicitly that we cannot trust Congress to behave. This is the most lawless bunch in the land.
Yeah. Jim Babka, president, DownsizeDC.org. Check it out online. I've got links to it at robertscadbell.com. Thank you for being a part of this. NullifyNow.com continues. After this, we're going to have Gary Johnson, former New Mexico governor, as well as Tom Woods talking about nullification. Your calls if you'd like. Remember, as we say every week here, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.